They say there are 1,000 islands here. Ron knows the exact number, though, a number that may surprise the visitors that come to see him and take a tour of a most scenic spot along a very important waterway. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ron Thompson's Uncle Sam Boat Tours has been in the family for about a century here in the Thousand Islands region of New York State. He always gets asked, are there really 1,000 islands out here in the St. Lawrence River?
There's actually 1,864 islands, and the Thousand Island region starts at the mouth of Lake Ontario, which is 30 miles upriver from here in Cape Vincent, New York. Across from Cape Vincent is Kingston, Ontario. It was at one time the capital of Canada.
The 1,800 islands stretch over 55 miles and are split between the two countries.
It was divided up after the War of 1812, which, if you ask somebody from the U.S. won, and if you ask somebody from Canada, they'll tell you it was a draw. So that's a conversation you don't get into with Canadians.
Ferries once took people between the islands and the countries. In 1938, the Thousand Islands Bridge System was constructed.
So you leave the U.S. mainland, there's a suspension span that has 150-foot clearance for the ships to go underneath that goes to Wellesley Island, which is a U.S. island. Then there's a stone international bridge that goes to Hill Island, which is a Canadian island. That's where Canadian Customs is located.
The St. Lawrence River is a wide waterway. But in this region, the islands narrow the places where those ships can pass.
The channel that the ships are in is actually the narrowest right where we are here in Alexandria Bay. And the name of the part of the shipping channel is called the American Narrows. So ships up to 760 feet in length can transit through here, but they do their best not to meet and pass each other right here.
It's a beautiful place to travel and a vital waterway between the two nations, a place that Ron enjoys sharing with visitors. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria Bay, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.